96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Today is Friday, November 8th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today, we're going to have an open line Friday. I haven't had an open line in a while, right? Everybody want to be on Guardian Talk Radio and to explain to the world what is happening. So we're being busy. And I say, this is slow Friday. Let it be an open line. And if it's going to be an open line, that means I talk about whatever you want to talk about. You can call in and talk about what is happening to the news. You can call in and talk about what is trending on social media. And you call in and just say, shoot the breeze and say, "See, so what do you think about this?" And I'll be happy to give commentary on that, at least if I know about certain things. I'm not the smartest man or the sharpest knife in the toolbox, but I have one or two opinions, right? I want to talk about the Prime Minister's statement about cost of living, but I'm going to try and read that. I see he didn't retract it. He clarified his comments. The moment I saw the news broadcast, I say any minute now, either Latre Raming is going to come and re-explain what the Prime Minister intended, or he's going to come and retract and re-explain what he intended to say. And true to form, like most things, he came and re-explained it. But I'm going to go through that soon. Of course, people are still talking about the United States election. That's finished with, eh? They're waiting for January. But a number of people are seemingly terrible. Reasonably minded people, educated people, people who are supposed to have sense, are strangely, oddly terrified of President-elect Donald Trump. And when I said terrified, they preaching gloom and doom. And mind you, the good German has made some pronouncements that are concerning, and you have to wait and see, what's going to happen. But I thought about something recently, and I want to put it out in the airwaves. You know, the American Embassy always listens to Guardian Radio because this is the top show in the country. They don't listen to no other place. You got to come and listen to us because we every so often we talk sense. More often, we talk sense. You know, we interrogate the news, and they say, man, they tune in because sensible people is beyond Guardian. We have good talk show hosts, not like those other talk shows around the country, right? I have noticed there is a number of posts that likened Donald Trump to Hitler, likened Donald Trump to a Mussolini, likened Donald Trump to a fascist. And I said, are they exaggerating? And I said, no. Let me don't diminish what people think, because these are sensible, educated people. Right? So I sat back. I'm always a fan of and always summarizing the book 1984, and I will encourage people to read that or go on YouTube and just play it, to listen to it, because the world seems to be gravitating towards that dystopian era, right? That story. And I said, if Donald Trump is like Hitler, just give that as a truism, if it is so. When Hitler's doing his things in Nazi Germany, smart people left. They understood what was going to happen next, and smart people left. If you got trapped behind that wall when the Nazi Germany closed the wall, more than likely you died. And if I said, if it is true, if these educated people are saying that the incumbent, the president-elect, not the incumbent, the president-elect Donald Trump is that bad, I would encourage smart people to leave. Or either that or they're exaggerating. They're just talking to hear themselves. They're talking because they have hurt feelings and they're talking just to voice their opinions because they hurt. No? And I say, in mass. And I say, watch these people get trapped behind the wall whenever they say this wall is going to close because everybody is in a panic. Today is Public Service Week. There's a float parade happening throughout Nassau, right? It's National Public Service Week. A float parade happening today, Friday, November 8th. And it's starting from Awa Key West Bay Street. If you were on West Bay Street trying to get back into town anytime around about 7:30, 8 o'clock, oh Lord have mercy if you got caught up in that traffic around 8 o'clock, you were blocked. Because there's no turn off, because cars is blocked on the turn off. In fact, I was on the highway, Harold Road Highway, or that's Tony Williams Darling Highway, and that was inundated by traffic, people who veered off and say, man, they're trying to escape. So I had to go through all kind of through roads and side roads. So this route, it started from the Western Esplanade, right? And then it headed east on Bay Street to Mackey Street. Which is at the foot of the bridge. Then it went south to Wolf Road. Then it went east on Wolf Road to the roundabout and Marathon. Then it went south on Marathon Road to the junction of Marathon Road and Robinson Road. Then it went west on Robinson Road all the way to Blue Hill Road. Then it went north on Blue Hill Road to the National Insurance Board building. Then it went west onto University Commons, just after National Insurance Board building, to John F. Kennedy Drive, then left on John F. Kennedy Drive, heading west to the six-legged roundabout, continuing west to the roundabout on Christie Avenue. Then a complete turnaround at the roundabout. Now it went east, back to the six-legged roundabout, then left to the six-legged roundabout, onto Farrington Road. They covered all in Nassau. Onto Farrington Road. Then east of Farrington Road to College Avenue, then right on College Avenue, College Avenue South, then left onto Moses Street, headed east toward University Boulevard, left on University Boulevard, heading north to Roundabout Drive, south on Ponciana Drive to Blue Road, north on Blue Road to Meaton Street, west on Meaton Street to Nassau Street, north on Nassau Street to West Bay Street, and West Bay Street to the start point on the Western Esplanade. That means people's going to be on the road till at least 3 o'clock. So if you're in that area, you can get blocked up. All that northern midsection there, just don't go that way. Try dodge them. I see I have a telephone call here. I actually say it's an open line Friday, so you can talk about whatever you want to talk about in reason, I guess. And I'd be happy to pontificate on such. Hey. Hello, caller. How are you doing today? What's happy Friday. TA? Can you hear me?
How
are
you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you doing? I'm good.
I found that opening logically stopping.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
You know, like over the past 4 years in America, if you were an academic, a true academic, and an intellectual, you were being sidelined or canceled.
I'm hearing you. Go ahead, explain.
In the universities, you know, to the point where, you know, those who were in the movement, you know, over the past 30, you know, over over the past 30 years, their kids in college brought home questions as to why they were being canceled inside the colleges. And these are folks who were, you know, who are, you know, in the movement. You know, I found that, you know, I found that very enlightening. But I need you to check on something for me. I heard that Rodney Moncur had a survey at the cruise port on Monday, and he actually called the election.
Okay.
You know, a survey among the American business, and he called the election on Monday night.
Okay.
I think, you know, we need to take a closer look, you know, at what's going on, and this morning, in the front page, it says that Amazon plans to send stuff here free. I mean, have you got time to think about it yet?
Not particularly, since because I don't order anything from Amazon.
Yeah, well, I think you know, I think they plan to do it. You know, I think they are planning on that before China does it. You know, because now the only runner here is customs, I guess.
Okay. You know? No, that's good. I mean, if Bahamians can get a better deal and get cheaper prices through Amazon exempting certain fees, I say good for the Bahamas.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, it's a quiet week.
Definitely. But thanks very much for your call, though.
Yeah.
Good. So let's read this headline here. The PM, Your Choices of Living. Now, a number of countries, straight across the world now, is saying that the cost of living is too high, right? The government this administration currently, mentioned that they will be working on the cost of living because the Bahamas is ranked in the top 10, right, as one of the most expensive countries in the world. I think it's ranked number one, if I'm not mistaken, as the most expensive in the region. That means the cost of doing business here, the cost of buying and surviving in the Bahamas is just high. And one would be reasonable, or think it would be reasonable, that the government would intervene and implement strategies that will lower the cost of living, which will cause the purchasing power of one's dollar to expand, that you're able to buy, to get an apartment. A simple apartment, like two bedroom maybe, in a non-inner city. When I say non-inner city, I'm not talking about in the middle of off E Street, where you may have to be concerned about safety, whatever it is. Even though there are safe places in the inner city, but Carmichael Road, right, off of safe enough, you know, Oaksfield type area. You know, rock crusher type area, where you can say I can get an apartment there. To get an apartment in those areas starts at about $1,200. You got to pay first and last month rent, which should pick it up to $2,400 you got to come up with. And then you have to pay security, which is half the rent, which is $3,000 you have to come up with. And that's not light that you have to include. So people in the Bahamas say, man, I can't afford that. We have been lobbying the government to create low-cost rental dwellings. They have decided not to do low-cost rental dwellings at all. So people have to buy low-cost homes, which is average about $130,000, $160,000 you have to come up with. And the government say, hey, the discount I'm going to do is that you, instead of coming up with a heavy down payment, we can lower the down payment, but you're going to be paying this for at least 30, 40 years to paying this for your house. But bread basket items in the food store continue to remain high. So when the people listened to the Prime Minister announce that the cost of living, the high cost of living is to buy the expensive turkey. you choose to buy the expensive bread. So you cost your cost of living to be high. The people got up in arms. Said, no, man, I ain't cost that. I should have certain things that all behemoths should have access to. All behemoths should have access to health care. You can't say only rich people are supposed to have access to health care. And I'm saying that the cost of living for health care is expensive, right? I'm saying that all behemoths should be able to afford bread. And the prime minister said, but why don't you get a cheap bread? And I'm saying the cheapest bread is $4. I can't afford it. And so a number of people got vexed. And of course, the prime minister had to, and my word would say recant, but he said that, no, he just clarified the words. But let me read it inside the record. Right. Say after a back. No, this is the thing. PM, your choices fuel cost of living. This is the National Guardian front page by Tanika Thompson. Right. So after a backlash over a comment he made that the cost of living is determined by people's choice, Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis later said he is not seeking to downplay cost of living, which he acknowledged is too high. Yesterday morning, on the sidelines of the Government Energy Summit at Bahama, Davis was asked to respond to a recent University of Bahamas UB study, which found that families need a monthly income of $10,000 to afford a decent life in New Providence and Grand Bahama. I have seen and heard about the report, Davis said. I have not studied it as yet. But one thing, when you talk about cost of living is also determined by one's choices, what one chooses to do and what one does not choose to do, or and so on. Until I understand all of the elements and the factors that were taken into account to determine her research conclusion, I would not wish to comment on it. Hours later, while attending a walkabout in Anglestone, Davis sought to clarify his comments. There is no doubt that there is a concern. I am concerned about the high cost of living, he said. It's something that is brought on by inflation, brought on by the pandemic, which caused a lot of disruption in our supplies. It's not only impacting us, it's impacting most countries. We are not in any way downplaying the cost of living. We are doing sure that we defeat it. Now, inflation is leveling out, but what we are recognizing is, and it continues on page A7, and you continue reading that in The Guardian. I appreciate the Prime Minister attempted to clarify his statements. I think that the backlash was severe. He realized what he said, and he attempted to correct it. One of the, I think, crucial things that the next general election is going to be about, besides the integrity of leadership, I think that the Prime Minister, Philip Davis, is going to be compared to the opposition leader, Michael Pintard. And the Bahamian people will judge on who they feel more comfortable with, right? That's going to be a deciding factor on who will become the next government or who will lead the next government. I think also the economy, and by extension, the cost of living, which he downplayed, is also going to be a determining factor. There, despite all the new taxes and the monies that the government bragging that they're receiving, right? They're about to implement a new tax on business making over $800 million a year. Despite all these new monies coming in, a number of Bahamians who were saying they are not feeling it. There are people on Bay still. In fact, you see that the cruise port is saying, now we can work on trying to get more traffic to the straw market. There are people on Bay saying, man, it looked good. The numbers that the Deputy Prime Minister is bragging about is wonderful. But the money isn't trickling down. They saying, man, the cost of living is too high. And I think that is going to be something, one of the influential factors that the Bahamian people will be determined who's the next government in general. And I think the Prime Minister will have to address that or mention what all his government has implemented to mitigate this high cost of living. So his flippant response earlier, with apparent dismissal, and then his correction, I think is going to weigh down. I also think corruption is going to be an issue for this, or perceived corruption, because it's not necessary corruption. And I see you, Kwame, coming to you right now. Perceived corruption. I think that what is happening on the police force with the recent accusation for the various high-ranking police officers, Accusations within the government, which is typical, right? I think our prime minister would need reassure the Bahamian people that we know the corruption, that he is hard pressed on corruption, that he's not complicit. He's correcting people, right? And I think that is going to be a major factor in the next general election also. So the economy, corruption, and the leadership race in general. So I think that's going to be interesting come 2025. But let's get to the callers again. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Call again once. Call again twice. And that call is gone. You can always call us back at 323-6232 and 325-4316, 325-4259. And if you're calling from the family island, you can always call at 242-300-5720. And that's how you get in contact with us. It's open line Friday, right? And you can call and talk about whatever you see trending. Earlier I mentioned if Donald Trump is that bad, I recommend Bahamians, Caribbean people. I recommend Americans to flee. If it is that he is a fascist, if it is that he is likened to a Hitler, if it is the truth that he's likened to a Mussolini, and if it's going to be that bad, it makes no sense staying there. You need to get up and run, because the words that we're hearing now means, hey, you just don't stay, right? A number of things are trending on, I have some text here too, are trending on social media now. I see that there is some type of conference led by Minister of Energy, Jobet Kobe. I see they mentioned LNG, and it's coming online in the future. I think this is big news for the Bahamas. I'm hoping that there's going to be information given out, like in small tidbits that they can explain to the Bahamian people all the big and possible things that's going to be happening inside the Bahamas. So I was excited to see snippets of it, right? And some things that Bahamians were waiting for a while, you know, because we were complaining or agitating for LNG, and the idea of having that announcement was big news to me. It's, oh, I need to hear more about this. I need someone to give me detail about it, because I don't really necessarily understand it. But I understand it's big news, especially for any energy costs and efficiency. I'm welcoming that. But let's go to the callers right now. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Ken, Nuri, how you doing? See Alan Johnson.
Go ahead, see Alan.
I can tell you one thing that comes to mind whenever I hear the PLP speak now. It's a Trumpian statement. Fake news! Fake news!
You believe what the PLP or this administration says is fake news?
Yeah. I mean, here's what you do. This is what I do. Whenever a statement comes from the Progressive Liberal Party, I do both a SWOT analysis and a PESTEL to see what exactly they're talking about, to see, you know, which strength comes to, would come, what's the strength of this statement? What is the weaknesses? And I also seek the alternative in all of the, every statement they make. And about 90% of the time, the fourth part of that story is implementation. 90% of the times, there's no pathway to implementation, and the alternatives is unknown to the party. So I look for the strength, the weakness, alternatives, and implementation of every statement, and even break it down, right? So you look at the statement they made, what he said about he can do what, raise wages and reduce import duties, okay? There's some argument could be made. I'm not going to make it for them, but let's look at the weaknesses. The weaknesses is that raising wages will strain small businesses. And at the same time, this reducing import duties will impact government revenue. What is the attached strategy to support the position that they put there? You know, there is none. This is where I paid the millions of dollars a year for the marketing or the news people of it, but they should redirect some more money into actual implementable, the people on their team who has the ability for implementable strategies. We've been waiting how long for the energy sector reforms that he promised again in a statement. You know, it was said that he's going to have it June 1st, you know, right after the election of the the election of F&M Hines. Well, how much weeks has passed June? It's been weak. And what they don't want to tell you is that energy reforms, and this is the weakness of it, is energy reforms are costly and it takes time to implement. Okay? And so even the expertise for the things that he has made is very limited in the Bahamas. And so what is it that the actual how of how it's going to be executed?
So you're trying to say that you believe the pie in the sky, these promises?
Yeah, they are. Because unless you basically have a means of implementing, even if it's over a long period of time, then it's just pie in the sky. Let's look at the announcement they made. They said to you, right, 40,000 feet of cable has been run. Okay? So how many feet is in a mile? It's 5280. How many cables do they have to run to deliver the city for a mile? So it'll be 15,740 feet. So if you take what she says, she basically said they did what? 3 miles of cable. You know, and so they use these big numbers to impress you as if though you, they 40,000 feet of cable. I mean, what does it mean? What exactly does it mean? 3 miles, is it 3 miles? Did they only place one cable and makes it 9 miles? Did they, you see, these things, it is meant to play to the ignorance of the statements that they make.
So you're saying long and short, we got to watch, wait, and see.
No, right, because the thing about good governance is to carry the people along with you and to have them involved sufficient enough for them to be able to understand what is going, and as a whole, we all move towards making that happening. And so when you start even talking about the Affordable Housing Initiative, it's like hope. I mean, they're selling hope like dope. Where's the, how long have we been waiting? 3 years for the rent-to-own program? Mm. When you look at it from a legal perspective, the government, in one, cannot afford to do it. Secondly, there's no legal structure for the government to do the rent-to-own, program. It's a capital-intensive, and even attempting even a small grouping of that would strain the government finances.
So you're saying, again, another pie in the sky.
Another pie in the sky. You can go through every promise.
Before you go, how the hotel? They sell the hotel yet in Grand Bahama?
No, but the hotel will be closed next week or so, though.
What do you mean the hotel will be closed next week?
I don't know whether it's a sale or because we are experiencing financial constraints. I don't know. I'll tell you offline who the supposedly buyer is at the table. But I can tell you one thing that happened last night, a good thing that happened last night, is that Six Senses came and met with the people in regards to reinitiating the hospitality industry with their $600 million investment, which could very easily put us in Grand Bahama in the category of TCI or even the Exumas. And the Progressive Liberal Party boycotted it.
Okay. Interesting.
Now, imagine this. Isn't that one of the investments they made an announcement of, or the $2 billion worth of announcement?
I don't know no more. I appreciate you.
I'm saying to you, that's part of the $2 billion worth of an announcement they made. But then why would they boycott it? Is it because the Port Authority is the main association with it? What exactly? Is it because it was an F&M project that started? This is a $600 million investment. And I don't even know if a member of the PLP even showed up for that meeting when you look around the room. And you have to begin to question the sincerity of what they want for Grand Bahama.
I appreciate you, Sitsiana. We got to talk about Grand Bahama more and how us challenge the government in terms of their promises.
But let me just say this. Unless you go back to 2002 election, both prime ministers in 2002, 2007, 2012, 2017, and in 2021 said, unless Grand Bahama is fixed, there will be no economic growth in this country. And guess what? They've been right. So if they've been right about not having economic growth in this country because Grand Bahama is the only location that has the infrastructure ready to go, then why haven't Grand Bahama been given the attention There's more conversation on that. You'll see why. Because it changes the dynamics from land registry, from municipal governance, from control, where you have maybe 4, 5, 6, 7 seats move over to New Providence, to Grand Bahama. All of these are things that takes into it. So they sell it as part again of the hope being the new dope, but they don't take actions to make it happen. In 20 years, they've been saying it. We haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, let me go to the next caller there. Junkin' will soon come. I mean, it's November. Any minute now. We haven't heard anything about the two Valley boys, right? Are they going to let this belabor and come right to the tail end of the 26th, and then they announce only one can rush when everybody is pacing? By this time, we should know which Junkin' group or whether both Junkin' groups are going to rush. Why put this risk bohemian culture, risk the parade, cause possible chaos on the parade route? Imagine the morning of the, or the night of the 25th, the morning of the 26th, and two Junkin' up in that space, and none decide to move. Imagine the chaos. If, you know, the group was about 2,000 strong. How do we get the police to manage that, to police that? Why cause combruction? Why make it so close to December? Why not just solve it now? But let's go to this next caller there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Kermit, pass that to you. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning to you, man.
Hello, Miss Green. Good morning, Miss Green.
No, Miss Green. I had an appointment. She ran.
All right. You know, Mr. Nuri, there's a few pressing issues. And so, you know, I agree with Sea Island as it relates to duping the public. You know, they use the same numbers when they say megawatts. And they say with millions of megawatts. But then you actually divide it using Ohm's law. You could actually get the ampacity, which shows you a deficiency in the output. But they dupe the public by using megawatts, which means millions. But I want to get on with some pressing issues. And what I hate is politicians and the like and whoever, they make public statements. And so me as a citizen, I have a right to say things and opine and to show things credible or not. So one of the things I noticed is the fact that there's a spokesman for the PLP, and he said that the Prime Minister said that climate change is the most pressing issue for this country, right? But his actions and here on the ground here is not matching his narrative. If it's the most pressing issue, I don't see any implementation, you know, any enforcement of anything to suggest that. Now, let's move on to the next issue. Something that Dr. Sands commented on, and this so-called immigration commission, right? What's the status on that? Does it exist? What is done? Because they were supposed to bring this into existence after the obviously overt influence by Mr. Keith Bell into the operations of the Immigration Department as relates to the Chinese, et cetera, 60 without passport, 4 with passport, whatever it was at the Hilton, right? And then we are a weak set of people in this country, you know, really and truly. This place sickens me. And then let's look at another pressing issue. It's on the news. The officer was given bail who was charged with rape or allegedly raping this young lady in a government vehicle, right? So now my problem is, and other rogue officers, right? The question for me, a concerned citizen, right? Seeing that there's a pattern of rogue behavior now that most of us is denying. I don't know if we expect to solve problems without acknowledging a problem. Why don't they put ankle bracelet on them? Because we see what they're doing. They have a big band of brothers behind them. So but I can't be afraid for myself. We are very naive in our thoughts. And the implementation of a Bureau of Standards for them, the police officers and all government workers, a Bureau of Standards, something that can bypass this oblivious complaints and corruption department that they are being just facading the public. It exists, but what is its efficiency? When Green Slaves in power, they would datify all of the scenarios or the information coming out of this department, would they absorb and disclose the nature of these insubordinations, et cetera, you know? And so why I say this is that we need a disruption in corruption in this country, and we're just wallowing into nothingness. And it sickens me. You know, I have children, and I'm looking at this country deteriorate, and everybody's denying everything. We're denying the effects of immigration on our lifestyle and our lives. We're denying everything. So how could we get ahead when we are being misled? I mean, Mr. Newey, we have to really have pressing issues. We need people to really go and look these things are not happening. So if I'm a person, a police officer being charged for various things, why can't I demand that they have ankle bracelet so that we can know that they're not interfering with businesses? I mean, what are you going to the young lady home for allegedly? What these are serious pressing issues for somebody like me, given the fact that I have had money stolen from me during police searches and stuff, and still seeing these officers. You know, this place, this is just a jokey place, but trust me.
Thank you very much, 52. And the numbers again, NR 323-6232. I want to mention that there is a leaked document. It says Western Air on it. I'm not sure how it is. But it gives like a registry, a travel registry folio of several politicians who flew to Bimini for a conference. I mentioned it before, but this now is a document circulating all over social media. Just to, I guess, to support that there was a flight plan, that it was a travel in a meeting. My concern is media asking about who paid for it, right? That's a bit of a general question. This was a progressive, if it was a progressive Liberal Party event, can someone confirm or deny that it was paid by the party? And if it was a government event, then say it was a government event. But definitely media, seeing whatever evidence or what is it, accusations floating around there, someone should pose the question. They had the Prime Minister answering questions recently, the energy function. One would assume that question is going to be asked, but apparently not. Let's go to the caller again. Go ahead, caller. This is Garden Radio AM with CNRE. How are you doing today? Call Gurn once. Call Gurn twice, and the call is gone. I get a text here that says that, good morning, can you please pass on to the host that the PLP did not boycott the Weller Town Hall meeting? Unfortunately, there were several events going on in Grand Bahama, and the Minister for Grand Bahama had sent her regrets along with MPs Kingsley Smith and the senators who were both engaged with multiple events on that day. I guess that's the C. Allen Johnson saying they didn't boycott it. They just was busy. So they couldn't, it wasn't that they didn't want to attend. It just that it was conflict in schedule, right? This text says, great show as usual. I really hope the upcoming government don't adopt Trump leadership style because Minutes tried it and it did not turn out well. Okay, I wonder what they mean by upcoming government. But go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, Brother Nuri.
How you doing?
Morning, sir. Let me just, what 52 was saying minutes ago, the police officer has to wear an ankle bracelet, and he has to report into a station twice a week. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
He has an ankle bracelet on. But now the Wally boys, you want to make this... You want to make this jungle new season exciting? Let one Wally boys go first, and let one Wally boys come last. And they'll keep people on Bay Street all day and all night. I don't get along, jungle new. The people ain't going nowhere.
No, I understand that, though. But wouldn't you like to know that beforehand that both Wally boys will be Russian? At this present time, we don't know if both will be Russian.
From what I understand, none of the Wally boys got no seed money. None of them got no money from the government.
All okay, right? I understand.
So,
but I know the minister said he'd given both of them.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
That's not true.
So, I know I saw it on TV.
What is going to happen is, at one time, they had Colors, and they had Colors International.
Yeah, this is a major group. This is a major group.
The same name on Bay Street before Russia. So, says Wally Boys and Wally Boys International Law subset. A word can change a name. A word can change a name. Put the two of them in the shark pacing. But the two of them come into Bay Street.
We shall wait and see.
It can be a chaos. If they, like you say, I agree with you. Try to get it sorted early.
Yes.
You don't forget now, the junk, I can go right now, but the junk in the groups attract from the lowest to the highest. So anybody in between can play crazy and freak out his head. So I agree with you. They should put something to that at least by the end of next week.
Yeah, I said closer to December is going to cause chaos. And I don't want all kind of international media and tourists on Bay Street and there's chaos or some kind of violent outburst.
They don't get us organized. Let the two groups come. Yeah. Let them come.
Thank you very much,
Colin. Let them come.
Let them come. Saxon, Texas, Saxon DeBelli. They could come and lose anyway, but we'll see how they what they say. So Nuri, the PM says he is currently reviewing the report from the UOB, but he releases a press statement about what he will be doing to address the issues arising from the report. That's called double. I understand your concern, caller, but the Prime Minister wanted to clarify it, and that's how he clarified it, which if you analyze it like you did, it makes it kind of odd. So great show as usual. Could you remind Pintad that the 2025 cars look off the chain? If he is elected, he keeping that same BMW because we spent a lot of money on that and that will last for the next 10 years. Okay. The most welcome doing is buying some new mats and some Parley tires. I guess he's talking about a new car. The primers to get. This text says, let boats sit out until they won't be missed. They boycotted before and wasn't missed. Family in your gut. I know they tried the boycott, then the COVID happened, so we didn't get to experience the feeling of Valley not being there. Right? See if any more text there. But yeah, I am concerned about that. I'm also concerned about the media not asking the Prime Minister about the travel and about the public funds. You know, make sure someone needs to police the public treasury and make sure there's no abuse on it. I also go to Long Island. One of the bloggers there, he's a tour guide there, Fox, is complaining that nobody, and I guess he's talking about the Minister of Tourism, has yet to come to address Long Island about their airport. Have yet to come and address Long Island, but what is their plan for the island regarding tourism? They're saying that planes, international or big airplanes, cannot land at the airport. The airport is too small. The airport doesn't have lighting. They have issues for being a destination that is coveted, but yet they cannot get tourists to get there because the airplanes only come twice a week. Instead of every day, and they're waiting on the minister to address them. And I know the minister is doing his tour, and eventually he's going to get to Long Island. But the blogger, Fox, is saying that they said it was going to come before the end of the year, and it's only 1 month to go, and in December, everything is going slow, so nothing is happening there. So he was hoping to get at least the semblance of a groundbreaking, the promise that an airport was coming soon. And he said he didn't get that, so he's kind of concerned and wondering, taking so long, right? Did they forget about Grand Bahama? I mean, not sorry, about Long Island. And I see the concern. I see the concern. Corbett, let's take a break right here. This is Guardian Radio AM. It's an open line Friday. We just talk about this trend inside the news and also what is trending in social media. Some concerns, I guess some text here, but people are just voicing their concerns. I am concerned about Junkanoo. Someone needs to intervene and speed this thing up. Declare what is happening to Valley Boys. Will one rush? Will two rush? Will they both rush in an A category? Or will one rush as a fun group? But it needs to be determined now so we brace ourselves so there's not a physical clash on B. Because I can imagine both Valley Boys turn up at a particular spot. And did they pick numbers yet? Kermit, they pick no numbers. What happens if both Valley Boys turn up to pick the number? Who gets to pick the number? Kermit, I'm talking to you. Who gets to pick the number? Whoever it is, I think we can be right back.
This November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the papers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion, beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo, printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day, beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361. Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Smart talk all day.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Get ready to indulge in the freshest seafood in town. The Seafood Bistro is now open at East Street South Super Value Plaza. From juicy lobster tails to crispy conch and delicious snapper, our menu has something for everyone. Don't miss out on our irresistible flavors that will leave you craving more. Visit us today at East Street South Super Value Buds on an unforgettable journey.
For more information, call 1-242-802-8800.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply starting at $36.68 includes VAT. By the way, all these prices include VAT. Gray Select Water Shield, $134.20 a roll. Felt, £15, £16.50, £30, £19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallner Roof Cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pinder got you covered. He got every nail and screw you could possibly need.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri. I want to read this and then go through the text line as we have our last few minutes. So join the Nassau Guardian as we celebrate our milestone, 180th anniversary on November 23rd, which soon come, right, 2024, beginning Monday, November 4th, which is beginning of this week, and every day this month, we feature a blast from the past, highlighting pages from this paper of record over the past 18 decades. Wonderful snapshots of Bahamas transitioning from the abolition of slavery to the period of internal self-governance and independence and on and into the 20th century. Surprising keepsakes for history buffs or anyone who just loves the Bahamas. I have some text I want to read into the record. This one I found interesting as a reminder. It says, good morning. This is a friendly reminder about the upcoming workshop, Defending the Vulnerable, Legal Strategies to Support Survivors of Domestic Violence, hosted by the Eugene Deputch Law School Legal Clinic. And that's going to be Saturday, November 9th. I think that's Saturday coming, at 9 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. Location, Eugene Deputch Law School. Please ensure you arrive on time and bring any materials you may need for note-taking. We look forward to your participation and viable contributions, discussion. For any questions, they give a phone number, which is 326-8507. Again, that's 326-8507. And that's from Nicole King, the legal director of Legal Aid Clinic there. A show about fathers' rights regarding children. Right, but because inside the Bahamas, it seems as if women have more rights than daddies, right? And I want to talk about that, work through that to see if that is true and what can daddies do to ensure they have access to their children, to ensure that they have visitation rights, ensure that they're not abused in terms of equality moving forward. This texter says, did you notice the how our prime minister danced around the cost of living issue? Remember, the powers of the prime ministers are absolute. He can reduce duty on groceries immediately if he wanted, but they still want that high tax revenue. So that's the reason why that's the reason why cost of living is so high. The prime minister could adjust it immediately and help us with the cost of living being lowered, but they just choose not to. So that's interesting right there. Anyway, it's now the end of our show. It's now 11:59. Oh, I see. This text says, I need to know why the PMH doesn't take referrals from NHI doctors. I don't know if that's true, but I guess someone will hear that and call it corrected, or that is true, or explain why that's happening. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.